We need to learn how to remove our worth from outputs and instead know that our worth comes from within and that it's continually evolving as we learn.
What it showed us was that while the defense mechanism is there to protect us, often it acts counterintuitively to some of your best interests and where you would want to go.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy.
We're your hosts, Jack and Kara Dennison, and we're your ultimate career coaches.
We're here to help you find, land, and crush your dream job.
And help you live an amazingly authentic life while doing it.
If you're a professional ready to make the money you're worth, make an impact at companies you like, and live authentically, this podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy. Class is in session.
Welcome back to another episode of the Career Advancement Academy. I'm Kara Dennison, and this is Jack Dennison, my partner in crime. No, just kidding. A partner in career advancement. We are here to help you advance your career. November has been a fun month. This November, we have been talking about mindset hacks to advance your career, and not just your career, but also your life. This week, we are so excited because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to those of you who are listening from the States. We are thankful and grateful for you and for listening. If you are listening, make sure that you tell the people in your life that you are grateful for them too. And if you haven't guessed, this week's theme is the power of gratitude in your career. And we are talking about four surprising ways that gratitude helps in the workplace.
I think gratitude is so important. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great topic, especially obviously this time of year. But really, I guess we should start with, what is gratitude?
Yeah, gratitude, it's just more than saying thank you, right? It's a deeper appreciation that produces longer lasting positivity. What's really great about attitude is that according to the American Psychological Association, individuals who view change as a challenge rather than a threat are better equipped to adapt and succeed. And those who overcome challenges and can look at the grateful side of things, the opportunity, the way to learn instead of maybe internalizing it as a failure, right, are ones that succeed and are adaptable and resilient way more than those who have a fixed mindset. So this is something that is really important to those who want to advance in their career and in life as well.
I have loved adapting gratitude and integrating it into my life. I started small just by kind of writing things down. Mm-hmm. But also now at this point, I like to actually expand it and I'll do more than one thing. What's a way that somebody could kind of start with gratitude if they've never kind of done that before?
One of the ways that I like to have people start with gratitude is simply the way that you did it. Start at the end of the day and write down one thing that you're grateful for, right? And then you kind of increase from there. Starting a habit is easier when you stack it with something. So when you have it, stack it with either brushing your teeth, thinking about something that you're grateful for while you're brushing your teeth at the end of the day. That's a great thing. Maybe when you're having your morning cup of coffee, having a moment of focus and self-reflection and thinking about something that you're grateful for is a great way to get started as well.
I think that's awesome. I've actually done some gratitude practices myself that were around meditation and visualization. So I'm sure that's a whole nother thing we could talk about another time. But what I've always found was that after I did a gratitude practice, it actually had an effect on me. Mm-hmm. So I guess let science talk a little bit about it. What is some of the science behind gratitude?
What's really great about gratitude is that there are so many scientific benefits to gratitude. And in fact, tomorrow on Thanksgiving, I'm dropping a YouTube video that goes over 20 scientific benefits, both physically, psychologically, mentally, socially. Those are, that will increase your life in those areas when you practice gratitude. But what's really incredible about gratitude is that it enhances your emotional intelligence. It allows you to approach challenges with gratitude, and in doing so, that transforms your neural network. One of the things that we talked about last week was about visualization, right? And some of the things that we talked about in the YouTube video last week is your subconscious and what you focus on. And when you're focusing on some of the negative aspects in your life or the things that go wrong, your subconscious then becomes programmed towards those things, right? So it's one of those things, one of the examples that I brought up is when you're looking to buy a new car, right? When you, for instance, you're looking to buy a Hyundai, right? If you're looking to buy a Hyundai, all of a sudden that those start showing up more often in the road, right? You're like, well, I'm seeing them everywhere now, right? It's because when you are focused on one particular thing, you start noticing them more often in your world or in the universe, right? The same thing happens with what you're feeding your brain and your neural pathways. If you're continually focused on the things that are going wrong in your life, negative aspects, ways that you're a failure or whatever, that's going to start showing up more in your life because your subconscious is now being programmed to seek those things out. When you are practicing gratitude, thinking about the things that you're deeply appreciative about in your life, you're creating new neural pathways in your brain that tells your subconscious, hey, look out for more of this. I want to see more things that I could be super grateful for, be thankful for, and that I can appreciate in my life. Bring me more of these. And it will start changing your emotional intelligence. It will start shifting your subconscious, and you can start noticing a significant difference in your life.
I think really the next kind of part is, why is this even needed? Why do we have to do this, right? And I think as professionals and so much in just our society, right, with Instagram, social media, we all want to compare ourselves to somebody else. There's always somebody who's got it better, whether it's somebody in our department, somebody in the organization, or somebody that we see online, that we always want to kind of compare ourselves to that other person. And then those feelings of inadequacy can kind of trigger some depressive thoughts, right? And so I guess that's probably the reason why we're bringing this up, because we want everybody to try to remove themselves from that comparison game to really kind of be able to reflect and see the opportunities that you do have, because it just changes everything, even from a scientific perspective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Two things are really working against you, especially in this day and age. One, our brains, right? Our brains are naturally wired to seek out those negative experiences because our brains are designed to protect us. Right? So they're designed to say and seek out those negative things so that we can put into action that fight or flight mode and protect ourselves, right? And so it's a lot easier for our brains to find those things. And so it's a lot easier for us to default to those things, right? So it's going to be harder for us to default to a positive mindset or a neutral mindset when we've had years and years of experience defaulting to the negative things and looking out for ways to protect ourselves. There's a number, and I don't know what it is off the top of my head, that says something like it takes 9 positive thoughts to rewire 1 negative thought. That's a lot of work. So this is hard stuff, right? And if you've had years and years of practice of kind of being negative, this is going to take some work, right? So that's the first thing. And like Jack said, we live in the age of social media. When you're looking at friends, family, influencers who share the top 20% of their life, the 20% of the great things that happen, the travels, the big life experiences, and we're comparing the 100% of our life that includes the 80% of just day-to-day, the crap, all that other stuff, to their 20%, which they're not showing the other 80% of stuff, we start to feel that comparison game, like we're inadequate, like we don't have the lives that we deserve, right? And so we start perpetuating those negative thoughts, and it feels even harder for us to drag ourselves out of that hole that we are putting ourselves in. And so it is one of those things that even just starting a very small practice, like a 5-minute gratitude journal, studies from UC Berkeley have shown that people who practice gratitude journaling feel more optimistic and clearer about their goals moving forward, and have also decreased that comparison and jealousy as well.
I know this is something that I implement every once in a while in my life when I feel a little off track. I just kind of go back to basics and do a daily gratitude practice. It's good to kind of get that pulse check.
That instant mood boost is huge. It helps me refocus, right? And I feel lifted and energized just doing gratitude. And in fact, one of the things that Jack and I do before we get into some of the professional benefits of gratitude in our personal life is we have a box. It's the gratitude box at the end of our hall that sits between our two offices. And what we do is we have a little notepad that sits on top of the box with a pen, and we write down things that we're grateful for throughout the year. And then on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, we sit and we read all of the great things that we were grateful for, each other, clients, people in our lives, things that happened at the end of the year. And it's such an incredible way for us to do micro little gratitude things throughout the year and then start the year off. And start the year off with such a huge gratitude practice. It almost like starts the next year and continues that off with such a really good burst of reminding us what we have to be grateful for. So that's a little practice or tip that you can take home to your home if you would like as well.
I love it. So let's go into the reason why we're here, the professional benefits of gratitude to further your career.
Absolutely. So this is a really, really great one. If you're a leader or if you're in a company that maybe is struggling with some turnover, gratitude actually increases retention. A Glassdoor study showed that 53% of employees would stay longer in their current roles if they felt more appreciated by their bosses.
Whoa.
More than half. Yeah. And appreciation is more than just good vibes, right? It's an investment in talent retention, right?
Pizza parties?
No, it's more than pizza parties. It's actual, genuine, and intentional gratitude and appreciation from the boss. Who here listening would love that from their boss, right? Has a boss that maybe hasn't given you a little appreciation in quite some time. In fact, a leader's energy and attitude can affect the entire team, right? Being kinder to yourself creates positive ripple effects, and it helps people feel safe and valued, and it boosts workplace relationships and builds stronger teams. I don't know about you, or those who are listening, but I've definitely worked for people who weren't kind to themselves, who talked down about themselves. And I would think, man, if they're talking about themselves and I admire them, how are they talking about me? And it didn't make me feel safe or valued in that team.
Yeah, I think it's so important just to put ourselves in a better perspective to view things, because we often just quickly think the grass is greener somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But so many people are struggling in so many areas, and being able to have that perspective really does allow us to change how we feel about life and where we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, everyone wants to be appreciated every once in a while, right? Especially when they're working hard. The second amazing benefit is that gratitude enhances productivity. It's incredible, right? An astonishing 81% of employees say that they're motivated to work harder when their contributions are recognized.
Wow.
In fact, there have been studies that say that that employees would appreciate being appreciated more than salary increases. Gratitude isn't just a moral imperative, it's a productivity booster. And in fact, if you have a demoralized team, starting to appreciate people can drive results at the bottom line too.
I definitely would agree with this. Every time I had a boss that told me that they appreciated me, they appreciated the work, the effort, even maybe when things weren't done correctly, it always hit home. It always made me feel I wanted to come back to the table and do better next time.
Absolutely. This one, I love this one. Gratitude elevates decision-making. According to a study from Northeastern University, gratitude improves patience, which is essential for better decision-making. It can help you make more rational and effective choices, which can propel your career forward. I don't know about you, but I know that I have made rash decisions in my career out of fear, out of anxiety, out of stress or depression. And I've looked back on those decisions and I've kind of regretted them, right? But when I focused on gratitude and appreciation and really slowed down my thinking, I've been able to think really a lot more rational, and I've been able to make those decisions out of a better sage state in my mindset.
I 100% agree. I can think back to times where I made some really bad decisions because I felt some sort of way and I didn't have any gratitude in my mind at the time. And I wish I could take those back.
Yeah. Yeah. The fourth really exciting way kind of relates to the first one, but gratitude instills fulfillment. So when you have gratitude in the workplace and there's a culture of gratitude, it enables employees to find deeper meaning and purpose in their roles. This is absolutely critical when it comes to productivity, engagement, fulfillment, and a fulfilled employee, like I said, is engaged, productive, and they're loyal. So it helps with retention, the bottom line, effectiveness, productivity, teamwork, all of those really, really great things. And there's something to be said about not being just a cog in the machine of a workplace, but truly understanding what your role is to the bigger mission and how it really ties into how you're either affecting the community or how you're affecting your customers.
I think it's so important to have that fulfillment in life, because if we're not getting fulfilled in some way, shape, or form, we're just going to not feel valued, right? Nobody wants to feel devalued in any way, shape, in any capacity. Mm-hmm. And so this gratitude instilling fulfillment is a very big one for me.
Absolutely. We have two extra bonus ways.
Bonus.
That gratitude helps in the workplace, and it's around relationships. Gratitude fosters team relationships. The practice of gratitude creates a healthy and more positive work environment. This is almost like a duh, right? But a lot of times, if you're having those, you know, conflicts, most of the time it's because everyone is pointing fingers. Well, they don't do it the way I want to do it, and they're always stepping on my thing, and you're not doing them, blah, blah, blah. But when you have this culture of gratitude, it actually can serve to be the glue that brings that team together. And it fuels a lot of harmony, effectiveness, productivity, efficiency, all of those really good, juicy things. And it helps people appreciate the people that they're working side by side. You sometimes see your coworkers, especially if you're in the office, more than you see your family. And if you have resentment building in that team, gratitude can really boost not only the morale of the team, but also that interpersonal relationship between teams.
I think this is something that's probably missing in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. because we tend to get that kind of initial gratitude where, you know, in certain moments, like the big moments, the yearly review sort of gratitude, but it's those little moments are the ones that matter. I always felt like the managers and the people I loved working for the most were the ones that after a conversation about something, they would interject something a little personal, like, hey, you doing all right? Everything okay? You feeling all right? I'm really, really glad that you're on my team. You're working with me on this. And thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Right. And then all of a sudden you want to go run through a wall for them. You wanted to go do your best. You didn't want to let them down. And that is the type of relationship building that I think gratitude really champions.
Mm-hmm. And just like you said, our final little way that gratitude helps in the workplace is with leadership.
Oh.
And just like Jack said, he would run through a wall for a leader that appreciates him. And this has been found time and time again in the employee leader dynamic. Embracing gratitude can significantly enhance your capabilities as a manager or a leader. Leaders who practice gratitude and showing appreciation for their employees earn the trust and loyalty of their employees. And it's crucial for business success. We've worked with thousands of leaders time and time again. And the ones that come back to us and say, I have people that would do anything for me, introduce me to anyone, network with me, are the ones that show appreciation for their employees and invest in them. And it's the reason why we're doing a whole podcast episode of this is because, like Jack mentioned, gratitude is severely overlooked in the workplace. It's one of those soft skills that is easily overworked or overlooked when you are working towards the bottom line, when you're trying to push towards deadlines, when you're going, and when you're having performance conversations and you have to talk about the tough stuff when you're working towards getting things done and you're on continuous improvement. But the fact of the matter is that gratitude can be done very simply and quickly. Like Jack said, hey, we're working on this project. We need to get this done. And by the way, I really just appreciate you being on the team. Great work on this. Those few words tacked on to the end of a conversation or just a quick check-in can severely change the outlook of an employee, a relationship, a team dynamic, and it can build retention, productivity, efficiency, loyalty, and trust. And this is absolutely sometimes the critical determination as to whether or not your team succeeds or doesn't.
I think you just hit the nail on the head. I really have nothing more to add. That last statement was so pointed.
Yeah. So if you are a leader, or if you are just working in a team that maybe you're just kind of feeling, maybe we need a little bit of a boost, try some gratitude. And if you're looking to enhance your life, look at the YouTube video tomorrow. We're going to be dropping it early in the morning so that you can listen to it while you're getting ready for Thanksgiving. I know I'll be listening to it while I'm cooking for the family tomorrow, but we're going to be going over 20 plus ways that gratitude can radically change your life, including lowering blood pressure, helping you sleep, improving your mental state, your physical, physiological, your social benefits. There's so many ways that gratitude can help your life, and it doesn't have to take so much of a time investment. It can be absolutely something very quick that you do and add to your life. Go ahead and make sure that you are subscribed to the Career Advancement Academy on your favorite podcasting platform. Check it out on the Optimized Career Solutions YouTube channel. You can watch us record this episode and see our smiling faces, and make sure that you are subscribed for the YouTube video dropping tomorrow. Leave us a 5-star review. They help us out significantly, and share this episode with someone who might need a little bit more gratitude in their life. We'll see you again next week.
Thankful for you.
We are thankful for you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for attending the Career Advancement Academy this week. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation.
If you know a friend or colleague who would benefit from this episode, make sure to share it with them, and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes.
If you're interested in working with us, check out www.optimizedcareersolutions.com to learn more.